Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
You hanging out with Kirsty and Dan for Brekkie this morning, and we have a very special guest on the line.
Part of the furniture.
We wanted to share a bit of a convo with you guys, family, because we have Morrow on the phone. Good morning, Morrow.
How you going, Kirsty, Dan? How you going, family? 98.5, good to be with you.
Morrow, normally you just show up in the studio. Why are you calling us?
Mate, a bit hard this morning. I'm sitting by the side of the road about, I don't know how many kilometres out of a little town in Tanzania called Mafinga. And Mafinga is just out of a bigger place called Iringa. So you got your ringer on your finger.
In
so
Tanzania.
You are in Africa. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm in open Africa. I was so moved by, obviously, Watering Day. And I've known, obviously, people know I've been connected with the charity for a while. But after that, just thought it was time to get over here. So packed up Beck and two of our two youngest, Kate and Sam. And we took a big step of faith. And here we are in Africa for 3 months, just living the wildlife over here. It's
how
awesome.
Amazing. Okay, so you're in Tanzania. Is that the correct way of saying it? Are we saying it wrong?
Well, the locals say Tanzania. We say Tanzania. But, yeah, it's kind of west of Dar es Salaam where we are. And Water for Africa have been here digging wells for about 10 or 12 years now, and it's just amazing to see the work they do on an absolute shoestring, to see it up close. It's been incredible. Just yesterday, we we travelled 3 hours south into the southern mountains of Tanzania. It was freezing cold. I thought Africa was meant to be stinking hot, and I'm like, God, I should have packed another jumper. But we drove there, and it was the first well that 98.5 had raised for Watering Day, and it was at a school for deaf called Njombi School of the Deaf.
Wow.
And it's the only school in all of Africa for deaf people. There's 140 primary school kids, 130 high school kids, and they're putting in this well because they're having problems with their water supply.
Wow.
And Phil and Julie, the team, normally don't go that far south just because it's just such a long drive, but they've really got their hearts. And they showed us around this school, and we got to meet these kids in a classroom. And honestly, it's just so good for the soul to come and my son Sam was with me, and just to see the contrast in our worlds, and just it was such a blessing to stand with those people. I was getting pretty choked up, but just reminds me of that proverb, Proverb 19:17 says, "He gives to the gives to the poor, lends to the Lord, and will be richly rewarded." And there is just a richness in getting outside of your comfortable life in Perth, West Australia, and coming over here. And, we're up for a massive adventure. It's been crazy already. I mean, seriously, we walk into the airport in Perth, and we've got 40 kilos of water parts that we've got to bring with us to Africa. Because the stuff over here is rubbish, so you would get it in Perth.
Yeah.
And then all our bags weigh wrong, so we've got bits all over the airport floor trying to shift it between bags so they all weigh the same amount. And I'm thinking, we hadn't even left Perth, and I'm going, this is crazy already. And it's been like a wild ride all the way, but so much fun.
How good is that? Morrow, stay on the line. We're just going to go to a quick song. We'll be right back on 98.5. You are on 98.5 with Kirsty and Dan for breakfast, and we've got Morrow on the line. So what's the plan for 3 months? Are you staying in one spot? Are you moving around? What's the agenda?
What's
going to
happen?
Well, Water for Africa, we've got a base here just out of Mafinga. About 3 years ago, a ministry out of Malaysia gave them some money to buy a plot of land where they're kind of based, and they travel around from there, all the workers and that. Often live there during the week, and they go home to their families on the weekend. It's a small farm with some just some simple farmhouses and some buildings, and out from there, and they've planted a bit of maize and some avocados to try and future-proof the charity as things go ahead. But that's where we're staying, and then from there, we're just doing everything, hanging out with Phil and Julie, and one of the things they do is they preach the gospel when they put a new well in, and people always respond. And so we're just a part of that. And first day, what was I doing? I was fixing a broken dunny seat because the one I sat on had a massive crack in it.
Oh.
And it was like, oh, man, it was the most uncomfortable dunny seat I've ever sat in my life. And lucky nothing got caught up in it, but I had to change it. So, you know, just doing what... I found one in the bush, actually. I was walking through the bush and I found another old dunny. And what do you know? Took the seat off and it's like brand new. So doing whatever needs to be done to keep the show on the road and just living the dream.
Oh, look, I love this story and we are super stoked that you got over there with your family and that we can be a part of this crazy adventure you guys are on in the next 3 months, because we want to catch up with you once a fortnight, Morrow, to find out all the details of what's going on with Water for Africa with you guys and just hear your story. So we look forward to hearing from you in a couple of weeks. Stay safe, mate, and maybe... we might send over some Ugg boots for you as well if we can find some postage, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, guys. I look forward to it. And just want to say to everyone in the family who's tuned in that you're a part of this in sense of watering day. You know, there's 20 wells we're going to be digging while we're here. And everyone that's invested in that, just want to share the stories. And for people of Perth to just feel connected to this local charity that's just making such a huge difference. So look forward to catching you in a couple of weeks, guys.
Awesome.
Good on you, Morrow.
Well, there you have it, family, another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.